This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Woo, a lot of you guys are happy out there. I saw you guys on the road. Nobody cut me off. Nobody was mean. Nobody gave me the finger today. Everybody's kind of in a good mood. I mean, I live in Las Vegas and the weather's kind of nice. It's not too hot. But there's just something about a three-day weekend that puts people in a good mood. Now, of course, I'm still working. I still am working over the weekend, but that's just because I'm a workaholic, and I really need some therapy. I really do. But it's nice to see everybody in a good mood. You know, a lot of you guys getting ready for barbecues. Everybody's all excited about barbecuing. Not that that's what Memorial Day is about. Memorial Day is, you know, a day to honor those who have sacrificed themselves and families who have sacrificed for this great country and for our freedom. And God bless you guys for that. But I do understand it's probably one of the biggest barbecue holidays. So people are running and getting their beer and they're getting their barbecue meats. A lot of meat gets consumed this weekend. I know, you know, I've been trying to do a couple more vegetarian dishes, but because a lot of you guys are eating a bunch of meat, I need to, of course, do the annual, how meat causes cancer when you charbroil it, and what to do to lessen your cancer risk. I know, isn't that such a downer? Also, you know, sometimes there's some fire hazards that happen with you guys in barbecuing. You know, a lot of you guys like to barbecue shirtless. You guys like to take off their shirts when they barbecue. Right? It's kind of some animalistic alpha male manly thing where the guys, they have to be shirtless, you know, and they love being greased up with the suntan oil or the suntan lotion. You know, it's like the one day a year. No. I say Memorial Day is one day a year. I don't think 4th of July is that big in terms of guys being shirtless and stuff, because usually the fireworks are at night. And a lot of times the people don't barbecue on 4th of July because it's hot outside. But Memorial Day, very big for barbecue, even more than Labor Day. Memorial Day is the barbecue holiday. So guys like to kind of run around shirtless, and they're all greasy, and then they sweat into the meat, and the wives complain, but they're not allowed to complain because dad is in charge of the grill. Which, by the way, you know, if you guys are trying to take a day off and relax a little bit, I don't know why you're hosting a party or a barbecue. It's work. And it costs a lot of money, by the way. I mean, man, anytime we host a barbecue, the bar is completely cleaned out. I mean, there's never any food, and then I got to clean up for hours. So I mean, to me, it's easier than going to work, which, by the way, is another study that's come out where it's less stressful to be at work than at home. I can dig. I'm a lot more relaxed at work than I am at home with the kids and the poo-poo and the cats and the dogs and all that. So anyway, but men, be careful, because remember one guy was like barbecuing, I think it was on Memorial Day, and he had just sprayed a bunch of sunscreen on him. He did the spray sunscreen, and then for some reason he added lighter fluid to the barbecue, and then all of a sudden all these flames ignited his sunscreen, and he had all these burns on his chest. You know, be careful. I just don't understand that. You know, my boys love running around shirtless. I don't understand what it is with guys and clothes. I think guys just don't like clothes. You know, my boys are like, look, mom, you know, hair on my chest, puberty, look at that, I got hair on my chest. Like, no, that's a little piece of cloth fiber from your little baby bib. That's not chest hair. Oh, I am not going to handle it. When my kids, how do you guys handle that? When your kids grow chest hair? And what about when your boys do too? I mean, that has got to be really scary for you. Oh, Lord have mercy. No, my boys are just growing up and their voices are getting deeper. I'm not handling it too well. They're supposed to be my little babies. One's taller than me now. I mean, thank God, knock on wood, you know, but wow. So anyway, guys, I know you kind of dig this whole shirtless thing. Women like to wear clothes, and even the ones that are very, very uncomfortable. We women like wearing clothes because, you know, we have to keep things in check. Guys would rather be clothesless. Guys only wear clothes for us. Or maybe if it's a little cold. But you think guys want to wear a button-up shirt with a tie? Guys don't like clothes. That's not, yeah, maybe they don't mind wearing some, you know, underwear or some boxer briefs. But really, if they could be shirtless, with us women, no, we have to. I mean, like, you know, bras. Bras are probably one of the most uncomfortable, cruel, brutalistic things. You think this whole Tennessee story with them coming up with the electric chair because they don't have enough lethal injection drugs is cruel and inhumane. Try wearing a bra. These things, it was some cruel joke. But then on the flip side, we're kind of, you know, blackmailed into it because if not, I mean, I would be tripping on my poops. Okay? And I got things to do. I got to move. I got to hustle during my day. So women are basically in pain all day long. If Memorial Day could later be a holiday where we women could be topless and barbecuing, I would probably still not do it because I'm sure I would close the barbecue on my boob. All right. Really quickly, Memorial Day, which war incited us? I should give you guys a pop quiz of some history. I would like to. I would like to start doing that because I give you guys medical pop quizzes. You guys fail that miserably. But actually, Memorial Day was originally known as Decoration Day. Okay? Yeah, no, not Christmas decorations. It was known as Decoration Day, and it originated in the years following the Civil War. However, it didn't really become a federal holiday till the 70s. But it was, I believe, General John Logan, leader of the Northern Civil War veterans, called for a nationwide day of remembrance. And then later that month, the 30th of May, 1868, you were supposed to put flowers and decorate the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. And so it's a very, very solemn holiday. You know, we don't, I know we barbecue and we sunscreen and we, you know, enjoy having the day off and we do the jig, but no, it's about, you know, honoring, those who have, sacrificed for us. And I can't thank, those who have sacrificed, the families who have sacrificed, and those who are currently, serving our country. I can't thank you enough. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. While I'm thanking some of you guys, I want to thank Tina Ziegler and Today's Energy Store, Mark Hale, for donating, to Kids Fighting Blood Cancer. You guys rock. We're raising money for Kids Fighting Blood Cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And I have a website at drdahlia.com, a place where you could click and link and donate anything you guys could to donate to help these kids pay for their medical bills and help with research to fight blood cancer. Please. 1-877-DOCDELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $1.79, 2 cases for only $3.55, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I had a singing coach. He quit. Ooh, he quit a long time ago. He was weird. I had this singing. He was some singing coach / agent, and he would be sticking his fingers in the back of my mouth and throat. It was just weird. And he was trying to do something with my vibrato, and I just, it was weird. It was, I don't know. So, no, I haven't had a singing coach. I don't need a singing coach. Do I sound like I need a singing coach? Me? So I don't need no singing coach. Anyway, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Hold on, my Mophie's off. I gotta turn my Mophie on because I'm almost out of battery. I bought one of those Mophie things. What was it? $80? $80 for a Mophie because my stupid iPhone's battery keeps coming out. But then I forget to turn on the Mophie, or I keep the Mophie on so long that then that comes out of battery. And so then I have absolutely have no battery. But the good to all of this is you get to say the word Mophie. I love Mofi. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the Dr. Dahlia Show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who is working the dials. And again, a big thanks to you all so much for tuning in at Dr. Dahlia, at DrDahlia.com. You could follow me at Twitter at DrDahlia.com. Follow me on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. But the fact that you guys tune in when you got plenty of other choices, especially on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend, I really, really do appreciate it. And like I was saying, I appreciate any donations you guys could give to help kids fight blood cancer. Go to my website at DrDahlia.com. We already have a lot of you guys kind of jumping on board already, and I just can't thank you enough. Again, big shout out to Tina Ziegler, who I actually went to school with. Yeah, she lives in Arizona, and Mark Hale of Today's Energy Store that Today donated this morning. Go to my website at DrDahlia.com. People who donate are always thrown into raffle prizes or chances to win interviews on my show. And so we're really turning up the heat. Please donate at least $25 if you can, and I'm sure you guys are going to be really happy. Okay, so this was an interesting email. Timothy writes, Doctor, I'm fed up with not being able to get in with my physician, and I'm ready to purchase a concierge contract with a doctor. How do I do this? What if I don't like the doctor? Do I get my money back? What happens with my insurance deductible? Can I apply the concierge fee to it? Please explain the process. You see, it's interesting because there's tons of different concierge type, cash for doctor type arrangements out there. So there's not just one particular kind. Like, you have the MDVIP I know my neck of the woods, I think it's national. You have other types of concierge medicine, and then you have doctors that kind of uniquely do it. So, you know, some of the more national ones, you pay a fee for the doctor. A good portion of the fee does go to administrative costs and goes to, you know, the national center or whatever. And then the doctor, the doctor is supposed to give you X amount of care. I think there's certain, there's an agreement on how many visits that includes, access to, after hour care, physical included, sometimes the blood work is included, you know, which could be a pretty damn good deal. I mean, you know, think about it. Let's say you have a deductible. You know, this concierge medicine, we really need to talk about. And if any of you guys have had experiences with the VIP or concierge medicine, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. So, you know, some of these, like there's some doctors that do their own sort of concierge type thing where they will, you just pay them cash, okay, and they don't accept insurance, so you pay them $1,000 for the year or $2,000 for the year. That includes a physical up front with all the blood work, the EKG, it includes your x-ray, it includes etc. And they make a deal with a lab in town or a radiology company in town that the bill comes to the doctor and not the patient. So the bill comes to the doctor pays that bill because it's a part of your concierge fee. So you get your physical included, you get multiple visits throughout the year. And I honestly think it's a good deal from what I'm hearing. Maybe a few years ago it wasn't that much of a good deal because, you know, you were still paid for insurance, etc. But a lot of us have health insurance with huge deductibles. So if you have a $7,000 deductible or a $12,000 deductible, which we started seeing on the exchange, and you want a physical and you need to get things done, and basically you're going to be paying out of pocket $4,000 or whatever that year, if you get that included with your concierge doctor, you're actually saving money, you know, and it's kind of nice because your concierge doctors aren't supposed to be double booked or triple booked, all right? You know, you're supposed to get a room. You don't have to be seen in the parking lot. So, you know, my recommendation would be to, you want to interview the doctor. And in terms of getting your money back, that's a whole other story. But hold on, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hi, welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Who we got? Hello?
You're from Arizona, and I was just curious, whatever happened to Heidi, the morning girl that used to was on KDON?
Yeah, Heidi Harris. I think she has another show on another station. Heidi is awesome. I trained with Heidi. Heidi is, gosh, I don't know, but I she's on another, I believe another, gosh, is it 790 in Arizona, in Vegas? I have to look it up. But Heidi's doing good. She's still rocking the airwaves. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so you got a deductible. You got a high deductible. You're paying $2,000 to a concierge doctor. Does that apply to your deductible that you have? My guess is no. But it depends on what makes your deductible up. The average insurance company will say no. They're not going to, you know, kick in the payments or your benefits if you have a large deductible, because they want to wait till you use up that said deductible, and then they'll go in and pay. But if you're paying cash on your own for something that's not going through your insurance, no. However, if the concierge doctor bills your insurance at the same time and doesn't charge you for your deductible, yes, your fees will. Now, I don't know much about the logistics or the legalities of it, but I'm hearing some concierge doctors are billing your insurance and it's helping you because it helps your deductible. And then they choose to collect or not, but your concierge fee that you paid sure handles it. So that could be what's going on. But for the most part, if you are paying for a doctor straight out cash, you know, for that, from what I understand, is supposed to be separate. Now, you know, well, what about like an HRA, a health savings account? Again, it all depends on how that's set up. I would just recommend to, you know, keep your receipts, etc. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're talking about concierge medicine, VIP medicine. How's that working for you? Have you guys managed to go and do that? Have you had good experiences, bad experiences? Is it saving you money, etc.? I've been asked many times if I would finally do that. And I don't want to yet because I don't want to be called in the middle of the night. Most of these doctors aren't, from what I understand, but my problem is I have so many patients and I really need my sleep. And I couldn't handle the giving people my cell phone. It's also very, very hard with what I do to have people have cell phone. I mean, already people are on Facebook and tweeting me their medical issues, and I can't guarantee the privacy. And I'm not getting sleep. And so I really haven't done that yet because I'm not ready to, you know, do the overnight thing like I've done. Now, that's not saying that you guys definitely get to overnight call your doctor all the time. I mean, you want your doctor to sleep, for crying out loud. But then again, if he has less patients, he probably gets less calls throughout the night. So it's interesting, you know, with the way medicine's going and with the way medicine is becoming socialized, I think you're having a doctor that you are able to speed dial is going to be a huge asset. Right now, the prices, one of you asked while I was just speaking about this to comment on the prices, how much does it cost? I don't know. It depends on the doctor. Like I said earlier, I had said it could range anywhere from $1,000 a year to a couple thousand dollars a year. Now, I think in the Midwest, there's some doctors doing something where you end up paying like $75 a month. And if you pay $75 a month, you have unlimited visits that month. You know, it's very, very interesting how we're starting to change medicine to kind of like pizza or, you know, manicures and things like that, where, you know, you get a dollar off your 10th manicure or things like that. You know, medicine is starting to have to find itself in the whole monetary cash practice type of, you know, the way medicine used to be done a long time ago, where you could bring a chicken or cook your doctor dinner if he came over and did a house call and that would be enough. You know, we're starting to, you know, have to reinvent and be creative on how to bypass insurance companies to give care. The problem is, you know, what can the doctors do if you have hospital bills? You know, there's only so much we can do. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Happy Memorial Day weekend. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so whenever it's a holiday and people are going to be outside and they're going to try to have fun, medical news always comes and rains on our parade. And so, of course, you're seeing a lot of stories about how our grilling meats cause cancer and we're going to die and maybe we should eat more vegetables, etc. So, all right, here we go. So, you know, CNN is reporting that we're going to have to be careful, obviously. You know, vegetables, when you cook and grill them, they don't seem to create carcinogens like meat does. Now, the carcinogenic risk or the cancer risk here that, you know, is, it's minimal. Okay. So I wouldn't really, you know, freak out too much. I mean, I like meat. You know, I'm a meat eater. I am trying to do more, incorporate more vegetarian meals. All right. Throughout the week. Okay. It has been helping me poop. So I am a happier woman for it. I've been trying to lose weight. So I you know, but I still like the meat. Okay, I really, really do. In fact, I'm looking right now at steaks and Hebrew National hot dogs and all sorts of stuff on these pictures of barbecue, and I am just getting hungry. All right, so when you grill protein-filled foods like meat and fish, you get these chemical compounds. We've talked about the heterocyclic amines and the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. Now, first, the heterocyclic amines form when the meat is cooked at high temperature. Now, even though when you fry and broil, you produce the chemicals as well, when you char the edges, they have more HCAs. And the HCAs are also found in cigarette smoke. And cigarette smoke has been known to cause colon cancer, liver cancer, stomach cancer, etc., and the skin. However, these studies have been done in animals, so they're not sure if HCAs can do the same thing to humans. Now, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has stated that these HCAs are reasonably anticipated to be human carcinogens. So if you're going to eat your meat, you want to broil, stop the giggles. You want to, like, you know, broil it, boil your meat. It's funny. You know, a lot of us are going back to microwaving because we're afraid to charcoal and charbroil. I don't like the taste of charcoal. I don't like it at all. I know some of you guys like the texture. To me, it's bitter. It tastes burnt. It leaves, you know, stuff in between your teeth. I don't like it. I've never liked it. When my husband cooks anything, I'm like, oh, no. Let me take the steak. I'm going to put the steak in a frying pan, throw a little bit of olive oil on it, and do it myself. But don't be putting my steak on a grill. And then there's lines. I don't want to see black line stripe zebra on my meat. I want to see the red to my meat. You know, it's just, yeah, I am hungry right now. Okay, now you have the PAHs, the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. Now, this is the second type of compound. It's formed when the juices from the meat drip into the coals and other hot surfaces and create smoke. The smoke then contains the carcinogens. It goes up on the meat, deposits the carcinogens on the meat as the smoke swirls around the food. Okay? So, Colleen Doyle, Director of Nutrition and Physical Activity for the American Cancer Society, says the risk that these two substances pose should not make diehard grillers put away their utensils for good. She says, from our perspective, there has not been enough definitive research that will cause us to tell people not to grill at all. All right. But I mean, you know, think about it. If something is blackened and disintegrating from fire, you don't really put that stuff in your mouth. My house burned down when I was younger, and I did not put any of the ashes in my mouth. You just don't put ashes in your mouth. That's just something that should be innate. So as far as I'm concerned, I think it does cause cancer. Okay. Now, they say, what could you do to prevent some of this? Well, sometimes some of the marinades, remember there was a study coming out saying if you marinate your meat in beer, you could cause less PAHs or HCAs. So that's kind of cool. Myers, who's Myers? Did I give credit? Who's Myers? Oh, Myers is a nutritionist. Stephanie Myers. Thank you. Okay. Women can be authorities on barbecuing. I heard that. Somebody said it's a woman. That's okay. Women can barbecue. Okay. It's not just a man's thing. We just can't do it topless like men do, but still we can barbecue. Okay. So Myers recommends placing the meat in a microwave in one of those pretty little microwave-safe floury dishes, okay? It's okay. And zapping it for 60 seconds for leaner cuts and 90 seconds for thicker cuts, so it reduces the amount of time the food has to be on the grill. I do not think microwave food causes cancer. I do not. I think standing in front of the microwave leaning on it does. Don't ask why. It's just one of those things. There's still no proof out there or scientific evidence, but I wouldn't stand and have my ovaries or any other body part next to the microwave. And it's funny, my kids know that, and so like some of them will be in the microwave, and as they walk by the microwave, they cover their jewels. As they walk by, hey, like nothing happens. It's like second nature to them now. So, oh my gosh, these kids will never get married later. No one's gonna want them. I'm really gonna have them all messed up. But you know what? I'm their mama. I'm allowed to. That's my right. Okay. So anyway, so you can zap it in the microwave. The marinades, you can marinate with vinegar or lemon, which acts as an invisible shield that changes the acidity of the meat and prevents PAHs from sticking. Because remember, the PAH comes from the drip, right? And then, I would love, honestly, we really should be doing barbecue recipes right now. What makes the most moist, tasty steak? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DLC-DALI. What's the best way to marinate the meat to make it as succulent and juicy? You know what I'm doing on Monday? I'm actually going to Reverend Jimmy McNamara's studio, and I am going to be making my holiday CD. So I'm actually recording on Monday, so I'm not going to be barbecuing. And then we're going to see Human Nature that night, so I'm pretty excited about that. So no meat. Again, I'm on a diet, remember, but I could still fantasize about the meat. I'm also seeing X-Men tonight, and Michael Fassbender's an X-Men, so I'm gonna have a lot of stuff to fantasize about. Okay, anyway, back to the meat. Okay, so, they say you want to have more acidic, marinades on your meat. If you do more sugary marinades, the sugar will attract, I guess, and cause it to be more sticky, some of the smoke, etc. They said also, Meyer said to grill vegetables or fruit instead of meat. Alright, I know. Yeah, I don't like that advice either. Yeah, please. You know, vegetables, I don't know. I eat the vegetables raw and I get it out of the way because I am not going to want to sully. That's why I've never understood, kebab. I've never understood kebabs. You guys will have kebabs where you have meat, then you have onion, then you have a soggy tomato. Now, I like tomatoes, but I like tomatoes that are firm and juicy and sweet. So you have the squished out tomato, you have an onion, and onion's going to be gas, and then you got the beef, and then it's on a pointy stick. That makes no sense. So basically, I'm sitting here having to work to pull all the vegetables off just to get to the meat. That makes no sense. Don't be kebabbing. All right? My husband's like, oh, let's make kebabs. Does that sound fun? No, it doesn't. Just cook my meat and let me eat it. Okay, anyway, what other issues are, let me see. Oh, smoke. Breathing in the smoke is a health concern. What else? Particulate matter. That could cause cancer, they say. The gas, the propane, etc. Okay, but what's the most dangerous thing about these holidays? The most dangerous thing is your heat exhaustion and your heat stroke. So, you got people out there that are just kind of kicking back. You know, you got grandma that you sit kind of outside. You know, go watch the birds, grandma. And you just kind of roll her outside. You got to watch for heat exhaustion and heat stroke in anybody. Okay? So, we're coming up on break. When we come back on break, we're going to discuss heat exhaustion, heat stroke, and how to treat it and how to prevent it. And then if we have time, I'll probably talk about a couple other stories that aren't coming up because my stupid computer is saying not responding. Oh, yeah. I want to talk about this new soft drink thing. I guess California is in the news again where they have to have soft drink warning labels. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so this is the time of year where we start to prep for heat exhaustion. And I know some of you are like, you know, Dahlia, you live in Vegas, so this doesn't apply to us. No, it could be anywhere. You guys could be having 80-degree summers and still have heat exhaustion. Heat exhaustion just means when your body is not used to the temperature change that you have, the heat. It doesn't have to be 100 degrees versus 90 degrees, etc. Doesn't have to be 90% humidity versus 70% humidity. Just your body just doesn't like the weather it's in. And then you could either be cold and hypothermic, or you could be too hot, and your body temperature changes. Or you start to go a little kooky because you don't have the proper salts, or you overly sweat, and you excessively sweat. Because if you notice, the symptoms of a lot of these things are the same. If I gave you a bunch of symptoms, okay, weak, feel cold, nausea, vomiting, weak, cold, maybe fatigued. All right, if I gave you those symptoms and you guys tried to plug it into WebMD, you would be like, oh, you have low thyroid. Oh, you have pregnancy. Oh, you have an exacerbation of your rectal abscess. You see, they're always the same symptoms. Okay, and your body only has X amount of symptoms it can do. And it always seems to be the same symptoms over and over and over again, just like viral illnesses and flu. You know, people say, well, wait a second, are you having a fever? Yeah, I'm having a fever. Oh, if you're having a fever, then that means you have what? A lot of viruses come with fevers. I have a rash. Well, yeah, a lot of viruses come with rashes. Now, sometimes, depending on where the rash distribution is, we could figure out what kind of virus, like hand, foot, mouth, parvovirus, things like that. So sometimes we could discern and deduce which viral illness you have based on certain phenotypic expressions or certain symptoms that you have. But for the most part, you're out there in the heat, so you get dehydrated, so your pulse starts to rise. Okay, your heart rate starts to improve because it's trying to increase your cardiac output because you don't have enough fluid in there. You'll be sweating a lot trying to cool the body down. You may feel cold because you have blood shunting to certain parts of your body. You may feel weak. You may be nauseous, you may be vomiting, and you may faint. People faint when they're heat exhausted, okay? Now, that doesn't mean to assume every fainting is heat exhaustion. It could be heart attack, it could be something else. But, you know, still, and then if somebody has heat stroke, their body temperature could be high. I mean, it could be really, really high. You know, like fever high, over 103. CDC kind of breaks down what to do and how to discern. A lot of times with heat exhaustion, your skin may not be cold, but it actually may be hot. Of course, the pulse is high, and you can unfortunately be unconscious. Heat stroke is crazy. You could be shaking, etc. And so whenever you think something is going wrong with somebody out there during the barbecue, try to bring them indoors or bring them to a cooler location. Try to loosen the clothing, okay? Lie them down a little bit. Maybe put some cool, wet cloths on much of their body while calling 911 to have them instruct you just in case there's something else going on. If they have heat exhaustion, it's okay to make sure that they hydrate and drink some fluids. Where you don't want to give fluids is if somebody is kind of unconscious or looking like they're going in and out of consciousness. Then you don't want to start putting things in their mouth even if it's fluid, okay? You call 911. All right, make sure the person has moved to a cooler environment. Make sure you reduce the person's body temperature by using like some cool cloths, cool bath, things like that. Okay, again, loosen the clothing. You want to make sure they're breathing. You always want to check their ABCs, airway, breathing, circulation. Have 911 instruct you while they're sending somebody out just to check them out. Now, I'm not saying every single person that has heat exhaustion needs to be, you know, seen by paramedics, but if you're unsure and you can't tell if it's a heart attack or something else, and it could be heat exhaustion, still, make sure you take them to a cooler place. As long as they didn't fall and you aren't worried about a neck injury, take them to a cooler place, make sure they're lying down, put some cool rags on them, and evaluate them, okay? Whew. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Al wrote me regarding gallbladder pills. He wanted me to talk about gallbladder pills. This is interesting. I've been asked about why more and more doctors don't use gallbladder pills. Why are we just going to taking out a gallbladder if somebody has a gallstone? Gallstones are pretty common. All right, a lot of people walk around with gallstones. They think a quarter of us have gallstones. Now, gallstones happen because you have sediments from the liver that get secreted, like as the liver makes bile. And these things can solidify. Well, basically, the liver has to make bile 24/7, okay? And that's supposed to help you digest your food. But the liver isn't storage. The liver just makes the bile. So it has to be stored in your little oil pan or your gallbladder. So the gallbladder kind of stores this, and then at times it could solidify depending on the concentration, etc. And when the gallbladder detects that you need bile, depending on your very, very highly fatty meal, it'll squirt out the bile. Okay, however, if it has to overproduce, if you eat a lot of fattening foods and your liver feels like it has to produce it and your liver doesn't know and your gallbladder doesn't know how much it has to store, unfortunately, sometimes you can make too much. There could be a variety of things that could cause you to make gallstones, okay? If the gallstone tries to pass and it gets stuck, it's going to cause backflow. The backflow can cause infection, and then you can get something called cholecystitis. Cholelithiasis just means gallstones. Lith is a stone, chole is your gallbladder. But cholecystitis is infection and inflammation of the gallbladder. Acute cholecystitis, we treat with antibiotics and we take that gallbladder out. Okay? Alright, we really don't like to mess around. So, the medication that I learned about in medical school, which I don't think I ever prescribed or ever had a chance to prescribe, were these oral bile acids, like the uristiol, the quinidiol. What they do is they're supposed to dissolve gallstones. Okay? They thin the bile. It allows the gallstone to dissolve. Pretty cool. Here's the problem. The majority of gallstones are made of cholesterol. And so a lot of these oral bile acids won't work on your cholesterol calculus. And if you are starting to have issues where the gallbladder isn't functioning well, see, a lot of times we don't take out gallbladders if you're walking around with stones. We take out gallbladders if you start having pain. Or if we find that your ejection fraction or the pumping ability of your gallbladder is weakened. And if you have a quote unquote sluggish gallbladder or a lazy gallbladder that's not working anyway, whether we dissolve the stone or not, you're going to just keep on making more stones. And especially if you're having pain, that's why collectively your surgeon or your GI doc or your family medical provider, internist or whatever says, you know what, let's just take the sucker out. Now, there is also lithotripsy. There's non-surgical treatment for which gallstones you could use as extracorporeal shock wave lithotripsy, ESWL. And it could kind of work on very tiny gallstones, right? But they say less than 15% of patients are actually eligible for that. Let me see. I think there's also an injecting solvent, the methyl tertiary butyl ether, MTBE. I haven't seen that. But there's also some percutaneous ones, ways to do it if we're concerned about you surviving the surgery. But I think in a whole, the reason why you're not seeing a lot of doctors just prescribe the pills for your gallstones is because there's usually other issues going on with your gallbladder and it makes more sense to take it out. But I would love them to be able to come up with something that would dissolve gallstones. So you just take those, your gallbladder hopefully functions nicely, and you don't have to go through a surgery. It would be nice. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Here we go. California lawmakers now want to put warning labels on soft drinks. They want soft drinks now to warn us about the risks of obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay. Now, from what I understand, it's already passed the State Senate Appropriations Committee on a 5-2 vote. The bill will next go to the Senate floor. This is, you know, it's kind of interesting when we talk about food labels. And darn, right at the end. I mean, I don't think there's enough room on the label to talk about the issues. I mean, what happened to the beautiful Coca-Cola, just the red and white? All right, guys, have a great rest of the weekend. Don't forget to donate to help kids fight blood cancer. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and please help these kids out. Thank you and God bless.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.